This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
United States, I want to extend our deepest condolences to all those who were affected by the massive explosion at the port of Beirut yesterday. We stand ready to assist the government of Lebanon and as it grapples with this horrible tragedy. You'll see the United States announce a number of things we intend to do to assist the people of Lebanon in the coming days.
All right, so there is the response from the U.S. to what happened in Lebanon. Again, a shocking thing that happened really right before we went on the air. And it had the fingerprints of, oh my gosh, is this terrorism? But of course, it was not terrorism. So our Secretary of State there saying condolences and whatever it is we can do. In the world of the pandemic that we live in, seeing that explosion from all the different angles that you can see it, all the video, all the photos, the images afterwards, and more than 100 dead, but thousands injured in a bizarre explosion, one that could have been prevented because of a stored up ammonium nitrate that was just there. And according to reports, there were danger alerts since 2014, but nobody did anything about it. So that's where we begin. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hoping you're part of the world, as I say, each and every time I crack open this microphone, that you are safe, that you are surviving the world that we live in now, however it looks to you. And that massive explosion that really just shook Beirut. And I mentioned how many people were killed. The interesting thing, and not interesting, but horrible thing, 4,000 people at least, according to the Lebanese Red Cross, have been wounded. They're still finding people. And so many people had it on their cell phones, because we live, of course, in the age of get it on your cell phone, because you just automatically hit that phone and you've got the video. So the white, large cloud, that explosion, that horrific moment was caught on video from all kinds of angles. So like I said, seeing it, you realized, oh my gosh, how many people are going to go down with this? And it had the force, they say, of a 3.5 magnitude earthquake. So think about that. 3.5. Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable to see that in that port area. And initially, like I mentioned, what is your first thought? You know, that's why you got to take that breath, reel it in, and wait till you hear more about it. Because if you had just seen the video and it was tweeted out and you were looking at it, you'd be like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. And with what's happening now, somebody, some group is going to claim responsibility for this. But as far as we know at this point, the belief is it was what was stored up and not removed and had been pointed out many, 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 many times. All right, I'm going to jump back to the U.S. and talk about what's happening with the coronavirus deal, because for many of you, economically speaking, no matter how you're pinched or hit by this, there is some relief that's going to be on the way. For many, the congressional Dems and the White House keep meeting, so that's good. They're hashing out some differences and coming together on this one, talking about the people who have been stuck in this weird financial limbo since the $600 weekly enhanced unemployment benefit expired on Friday. So you have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. They met with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the White House Chief of Staff, again, Mark Meadows, trying to look for that compromise between what the Democrats were saying was $3 trillion and the Republicans' package was $1 trillion of what they were proposing. And they've met for every single day. They've met every single day for a week, and now it seems like You know, they are moving. It might be a little sluggish, but they are moving in the right direction. I feel pretty good from, let's just say, some sources that it seems to be getting closer. Doesn't mean it's a definite deal, but it's getting closer. So for those who could really use that boost of the $1,200 check, that's part of this. That's close. That whole thing is vital to so many people. So the sooner it's signed, the quicker the possibility is for you to receive money in this proposal, in the stimulus proposal, both the Democrats and the Republicans. By the way, the first round of checks that everybody saw, they're proposing the same thing again. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Are they still optimistic? Are there ramifications for millions of people, some of you listening to this show? Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. The problem with the blanket statements, I say that all the time on the show, right? And trust me, in my lifetime, I'm sure I have been guilty of it many, many times. But, you know, it's that inherent bias that you don't even realize you have because of where you grew up, where you were raised, things that you've seen, how you check yourself from what you see and how you react. So in talking about that extra money, and you think about that extra money, it's interesting because there are so many people where it isn't, hey, this is the gravy train. It's a gravy train for us. There is no reason we want to work. We're just going to kick back, go get some more Kentucky Fried Chicken, run to the store, get extra groceries, have some people over and have a social distancing party in the backyard. Woohoo! Happy days are here again. It's not like that for many people. The problem is you just don't know. Everybody's got an individual situation. And because immediately it was tossed out and there wasn't any way that there was some sort of a checklist for people and how they determine who got what, the extra money that is so vital to so many people and they so should get gets convoluted in a sea of people who weren't making anywhere near that, were fine, and then when the rug got ripped out from underneath them, unemployment benefits would have been enough, but adding the extra money kicks it in. So why do I want to work? Why would I go back? And again, I say the problem is blanket theories, blanket conversations about that kind of stuff, and no tracking of it, no way to attach anything to it, right? Yeah, and that's it in a nutshell. It kind of reminds me in a different way, but in another way, where quick we have to react. Remember, banks too big to fail. Let's just lend the banks all the money. And, oh, are they paying us back? Do we have a deadline for this? I don't think so. Oh, well, they needed the money, so, you know, we bailed them out. And remember how furious many of you were when you realized what was happening, because you weren't getting that big bailout, but they were getting that big bailout, and there weren't any checks and balances with that. All right, so always at the top of the show, I tell you how many people have died and survived. 159,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19. That's out of 4.83 million. Worldwide deaths, 705,000. And that's out of 18.7 million confirmed cases. We're seeing some big totals. The great state of Texas, 8,149 deaths. Florida climbs, too. They've got over 7,600 deaths. In California, they're getting closer and closer to 10,000 people who have lost their lives to COVID-19. We're going out west to talk to Dr. Carol again about something really crazy having to do with chips and the brain. Curious? Stick around.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes.
Interesting story about Elon Musk. And in our virtual green room, Dr. Carol Lieberman, she's going to jump on board in a second, but he's talking about what he could do with a brain chip, and as far as what happens with that brain chip, how it can control your emotions and mood by emitting waves that are beyond the usual or natural frequency and amplitude. And, you know, there have been discussions about this before, but he is really pushing for it. There's a big article in the Tech Times talking about it. We've heard things that he's been working on linked to this before. So this Neuralink is this idea of this brain chip that would enable humans to go out and choose the mood by balancing the person's hormone levels. Oh, it sounds so crazy, kind of like a movie I saw when I was a kid, Logan's Run, and you couldn't tell who was human, who wasn't, and what was going on there. And this is no Logan's Run. It's much bigger than that. So Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much for popping on with us. You're an award winner, best-selling author, and you are there in Beverly Hills, a psychiatrist, so I bet you have stories you can't even tell. Thanks, Dr. Lieberman.
Very welcome. Pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about Elon Musk. What do you think of him pushing this and this idea of this chip? And he's not the only one. We've heard about this from a few other people, but he's got the shot at it.
Well, you know, he certainly has come up with a lot of creative ideas, so one can't take, you know, any idea lightly. However, I think that this is more a projection of what he would like to do for himself, then it is something that is really without danger for people. I mean, you know, if you can, one thing would be we talk about how chips can be hacked, like chips in cars that drive people, you know, automatic cars. Can you imagine if someone was hacking into the chip in your brain? I mean, these are things that are possible, not to mention just the general difficulty of getting the chip inside your skull. And then they developed a robot, apparently, or are developing a robot who would do that kind of surgery to get it in your brain. But, I mean, what I think is, as a psychiatrist, what I think is particularly is interesting is that when he's talking about controlling moods, is that, you know, there is speculation, and my speculation for one, that Elon is a bipolar. And he has sort of commented on that himself, admitted it himself. He did a tweet in 2017 that said, the reality is great highs, terrible lows, and unrelenting stress. And then he talked a little bit more. When he was asked a little bit more about it, he kind of backpedaled a bit and went just short of saying, yes, I have been diagnosed bipolar. But, you know, people create things, really, that they need themselves. So, I mean, he had said that some of the first uses would be people who have paraplegia or other brain diseases and so on, which, of course, would be wonderful if there was something like that. But when we start going into moods and emotions, and I mean, those kinds of things come from childhood issues. You know, they come from traumas that you have in childhood, experiences that you had, and not really something that can be regulated later on by a chip.
Yeah, and I like how you say that, because it's so true, isn't it? No matter where we are on whatever spectrum, you go back to childhood more than anywhere else when we're in your business, right?
Right, and, you know, you need a therapist for that, not a chip. I mean, when you think about it, you know, psychiatry has all kinds of drugs, and the idea is that they are supposed to be regulating neurotransmitters and so on, hormones, so to speak, in the brain. And, you know, we still don't have, that isn't an exact science yet. So then to take it one step above and think about a chip regulating those kinds of things, you're really getting into dangerous territory.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, and you know the different treatments there are. How do you feel about there's a treatment, the TMS therapy, which is the magnetic thing where, you know, we're talking about looking at your brain and seeing the depressed areas and a healthy brain versus a depressed brain. How do you feel about those kinds of treatments?
Well, I think they make a lot of money for psychiatrists too. Use them, but I don't really think that they work. I mean, you know, there could be temporary benefits, but again, if you don't, it's just like medication for that matter. You know, medication can help, and for some kinds of disorders like bipolar, it's really important to continue taking it for the rest of your life. But it doesn't get you. It isn't just medication for any kind, for anxiety, for depression, whatever the problem. Medication alone does not work. You need therapy to get to the root of it. So same thing with TMS or this chip. The work of therapy is hard. You cry, you have to go through a lot of emotions. But there is nothing, there's no quick fix.
All right, I like that. There's no quick fix. And you're right. A lot of times you design or come up with, especially someone as brilliant as Elon Musk, who just had a big win, you know, with his SpaceX company, obviously, is you create what you want to see. And if he has his own curse and blessing, then you come up with that new idea for his own personal unhappiness.
Right.
And so then you would assume if he does this, wouldn't he want a brain chip for himself? And that would be interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, Dr. Carol Lieberman, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So you heard Dr. Carol. I mean, you know, the medications and everything else are necessary part of treatment. But you still have to do the work with the therapy and getting to the root of the problem. But this is something that's been talked about a lot, this Neuralink that develops a feature on a brain chip that would enable humans to go and like I said, choose the mood by balancing off of a person's hormone levels And it was a secret kind of project mentioned by Musk that is one of the new areas that his company is looking at. He even said that an event in August, late August, will explain what this all pertains to. And, of course, the American tech company founded by Musk, Neuralink, is working on their current project, the brain-implanted chip, that's capable of what we just said, controlling a human's emotions and mood by emitting waves that are beyond what they normally would have, the natural frequency, the amplitude. So trying to change that frequency really is what we're talking about. And the Neuralink pushes through updating the software of the project as well as the chip and other hardware of that project, too. So it's been talked about now a little bit more, and it would help people with an entirely severed, and she mentioned this, severed spinal cord to restore mobility, so people were excited about that and movement. And it would alleviate stress and anxiety by altering and balancing those levels and relieving the tension, just getting rid of it there. And he's very optimistic that this could really, really work. And he's been advocating for this project to combine artificial intelligence. And, of course, because he suspects machines would overrun the world in the coming years. And does it work for a person's well-being? Does it double as a revolutionary step in enhancing their capabilities? He's saying yes, yes, yes. And here's the question I would have for you. Would you, whatever it is you deal with, would you think of putting a brain, would you think of putting a chip in your brain? Would you feel comfortable having that done? Would you feel comfortable thinking, oh, from everything I've read, things that I couldn't hear before I will be able to hear? Things that were impossible for me to process before I'll be able to process. I mean, this company's only been around since 2016. And Elon Musk hasn't talked about it very much, about the technology they're developing or any of that. And that there's no question the company's main goal is to create a direct link between the brain and a computer. And they say they can do it by using a sewing machine-like device that sews threads to the implanted brain chip, which would then connect to a single USB-C cable that enables full bandwidth data streaming to the brain. Ooh, just a little bit over the top for me. I praised his brilliance a few nights ago because of what he did in space, but on this one, I have to take a flyer. Because how does it work? How safe is it? So, so many questions. Nothing but questions. We're hitting the mailbag next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's some hope coming from the nation's top infectious disease expert. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci expressed optimism about a vaccine.
I'm talking about something that has been proven to be both safe and effective.
He said he believes that vaccine will be getting approved by the end of the year. As for getting an approved vaccine to the public,
the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
So far, there's no breakthrough in the continuing negotiations in Congress over a pandemic relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
There are no top-line numbers that have been agreed to. We continue to be, you know, trillions of dollars apart in terms of what Democrats and Republicans hopefully will ultimately compromise on.
This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Instead, Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely. The DNC said the changes were made to, quote, prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production teams, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden will accept the Democratic nomination from his home state of Delaware. Authorities in Beirut have increased the death count from the devastating explosion on Tuesday to at least 135. The government said around 300,000 people were homeless after the blasts, and more than 5,000 people were injured. Germany has sent search and rescue teams, and the WHO is sending 23 tons of aid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Peanut butter time.
An amazing thing, because some flus, they don't. They get very sick, and they have problems with flus, and they have problems with other things. But for whatever reason, the China virus, children handle it very well. And they may get it, but they get it, and it doesn't have much of an impact on them.
I know that the governor has publicly expressed his desire for people to wear masks and for our numbers to decrease. So it's my hope that that will be backed up with some substantive steps throughout the state.
All right, so we hear from the mayor of Atlanta talking about the whole mask thing and the steps that are being taken because, you know, there's concerns about children and school, and in Atlanta, the same thing, you know, the kids and school and what's going to happen when they're back in classrooms and the big push to do it. And because it was back to school, photos show in Georgia, in Atlanta, kids without masks, no social distancing, and didn't happen. So you look at that, and you look at this going on amid COVID-19, and it's pretty scary, honestly. You could see there certainly were some people that were sending kids to school with masks on. And the whole idea was to stagger lunchtimes, limit school buses to one student per seat, pull the plug on teacher lounges, hold classes outdoors if possible. And in Georgia, students started returning to in-person classes this week for the 2021 school year following those closures in March. And it's not so desirable when they're not doing the things that could curb the virus, and there's some concerns among parents. But, you know, keeping kids at homes can be tough. Parents are juggling work, childcare could lead to more disparities even between students who have consistent access to the internet and what happens to those who don't. And that's part of the problem in weighing this whole thing in going back to school and looking at kids and in general what the rest of the population is doing. And that's why you heard there Keisha Lance Bottoms, who, by the way, got COVID-19. Her husband did, and so did her children, understands that and understands what's happening in Atlanta and in Georgia. And then before that, of course, the president, who took some serious heat for comments that he made about children and the virus, and that they can bounce back and they're resilient and whatnot, and that enraged so many people. Because, of course, there have been children who have lost their lives. And overall, you know what his blanket statement is. See, that's the problem with that. You know what the blanket statement is, but what happens is, how does it come out and how does it come off? And, of course, the way it happens is, listen, there are kids, babies who have died from this. There's no question about it. So in bouncing back, it's not quite true that they automatically bounce back, because far too many have gotten really, really ill. And that's one of the things that is so mind-boggling, because that was the thing in the beginning. In the beginning of the virus, it was, oh, yep, it's the older people, it's cocoon, it's, you know, they're in these situations, in these homes, and they're in assisted living, and if they're in a nursing home or at any of those places, yes, we're scared to death and it's horrible and all of that, but it's not the younger people. And of course, that now has changed. And that's the awful thing about this virus, the monster, that we just don't have a lot of definites. There are speculations, right? So Twitter banned the Trump campaign until they deleted the tweet with the COVID, they said, misinformation, because they weren't happy with what was said. And specifically, to clean it up, this was Fox and Friends during an interview where the president said that children are almost immune from the virus. And it was on Facebook, too, and that was removed from Facebook. But Twitter said the tweet is in violation of Twitter rules on COVID-19 misinformation. So a Twitter spokesperson said that the account owner would be required to remove the tweet before they can tweet again. And, of course, the campaign can appeal the decision, but it seems doubtful that they'll do that. And instead, they'll just suspend it until it's lifted. And, of course, the president and his campaign have both vocally pushed back against the social media platform's penalties. Remember, because this happened with the mail-in voting tweet that was flagged, the executive order on social media reinterpreting that 96 law that shields digital publishers from legal liability. And Facebook had never removed a post by the president before Wednesday. So this is the first one that they removed. Now, he did say, because I've looked at that clip a couple of times, he said they're almost immune from the virus. So he didn't say completely immune, but the way it looked in the conversation was, you know, listen, they're resilient. This is what has happened. It's different with kids. And that was the case in the beginning. That was exactly what everybody thought. But that has changed. And sadly, we've seen too many kids near death, fighting death, on ventilators, that kind of thing. Is it as widespread as older people? No. As people that are in that higher bracket, 65 and up, or in the middle bracket, or even in the younger 20 to 30-something, of course not. But it's certainly there. So anyway, an interesting twist. And we'll talk more about that when we go to the mail room, because we've delayed our walk down the hallway to give you a little bit of odds and ends on some of the things that are, you know, out there being discussed, including this amendment to disband the Minneapolis police. It's not going to appear on the November ballot. I did some digging on this because this is one of those follow-ups that you don't want to drop. And there was conversation about this happening, but the Charter Commission on this whole November ballot idea said they needed more time to review the city council's proposals. Members of the Charter Commission say the police department needs to change, but that the amendment before them was flawed, and the process to change the city's charter in wake of the George Floyd's death was rushed. So the legal barriers, the other things that would that wouldn't work, that would give too much power to city council, was part of the concern. That, okay, so now you do away with them, city council is the last stop. Because if you remember, in June, unanimously they approved a proposal that would amend the city's charter to allow the police department to be dismantled. And then the proposal would replace the police department with a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. And the 15-member commission would be made up of volunteers appointed by a judge, voted 10-5 they did to take another 90 days to review the amendment. So this is one to follow. Something else to follow, because we're in the what I call the elected hot zone, meaning we're getting closer to the time when we're going to be hitting the election booth or doing the mail-in thing or who knows what, but we're getting closer to it. You know, when you're talking about less than 90 days in. So Kanye West, who said he was going to run for president, of course, and kicked up a lot of controversy over that, saying that he would take away votes from the Democrats, has filed to appear on the ballot for the presidential election in Ohio as an independent candidate. Now, in order to qualify for as an independent candidate for president, he needs 5,000 valid signatures of registered Ohio voters. They submitted 14,886. So there you go. You know, who is the running mate? A spiritual coach. Michelle Tideball is Kanye West's running mate. Remember, no joke, he announced his candidacy on July 4th. And he's playing it for real. He's playing it for real. So he missed the filing deadlines for a bunch of big states, including Texas, Michigan, and Florida. They're all swing states. And remember, he was a huge supporter of President Trump, has said he has no longer supports his reelection bid. And the president won in Ohio in 2016, but polling recently has shown it's become a little bit more competitive in Ohio. But you got to think about this. I mean, look, is he a joke or what? In the national poll last month, he got 2% of the vote in a national poll, Kanye West. So the rapper, I don't know, is going to attract that much attention. But, hey, he did get over 14,000 people to sign the petition to put him on the ballot in Ohio. So in the survey, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden led President Trump 48% to 40%. And would Kanye West somehow mess with the system? Well, not if he's not going to get the votes. If he's not going to get the votes and he doesn't have the backing, no matter what he does, that's not going to pierce the either-or scenario. But it is such, it's just another crazy twist in 2020, isn't it? Just another oddball thing to happen that makes you go, huh? That just doesn't make any sense. Like, why? Why would he do that? Don't know. Fred talks about the feds leaving Portland, but says, hey, some of those charges might hang around. What say you, Kate? I'll tell you on the flip side when we hit the mailroom. And America is now blood and tears instead of milk and honey. The youngsters who were programmed to continue woke up one night digging Paul Revere and Nat Turner as the good guys. Green.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
All right, so Fred in Portland, you're up first, buddy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, we're in the mail room. You can hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let your thoughts flow. So he talks about the feds leaving Portland, but will the charges kind of hang in the air for a while because it's the repercussions for protesters with the federal charges that are out there, and it includes assaulting a federal officer, arson, damaging federal property, operating a drone. Remember, that was something that was thrown in a restricted area, and 70 people are in that situation. What's really wild is I was just reading a story about this, I think, in the Washington Times, where they really kind of hammered it home as to who are these people. Two local lawyers, a middle-class mother from the suburbs, teenagers accused of lobbing explosive fireworks, a yoga instructor on a road trip from Denver, a grocery store worker who allegedly wielded a laser pen as a weapon. And there was a battle going on for weeks with protesters in downtown Portland, firing tear gas, flashbangs, as some of the protesters targeted them with fireworks and lasers. Pulled back, though, from guarding the federal courthouse at the center of this whole conflict. So now that they've withdrawn, even with it calming down, the legal repercussions are still there. And I think that, Fred, that's what you're talking about. What happens? Well, it doesn't just go away. Oh, it's gone. You know, poof. We're shaking hands and we're saying forget about it. Now, these people that were charged, you know, 24 felonies, 45 misdemeanors, 5 citations, all that. I mean, these are cases. They're going to be prosecuted, and you know, what are they going to get? How much of a fine, or will there be any kind of jail time for any of this? Remember, the president argued that the federal officers had to go there because they had to be in Portland to fight the anarchists and the agitators. So if you are dubbed an agitator anarchist and you are in court and there is evidence of whatever it was that happened, and they vary. I mean, all of it's different depending on what they're being charged with. You know, industrial lasers, Molotov cocktails, bricks, that kind of thing, construction hammers, things, canned food, frozen water, things that were thrown at the law enforcement types, the feds. Well, they're saying, listen, you've got about 277 injuries to 140 federal law enforcement officers in Portland, 113 eye injuries from lasers, including momentary blindness and blurred vision. So this is, luckily they've all come back from that, by the way. This is unprecedented, in a sense, territory, because how they swooped in, then what happened, what the aftermath was. And I'll tell you what, the woman who was the yoga teacher, boy, she picked the wrong place to go through. She was on a road trip through the Pacific Northwest. She stopped in Portland on a whim. She was going to stay just for a day. Oh. She was maskless, I guess, and shoeless. She was held on the ground by two officers in camouflage gear. And she said, why are you doing this? She had 28 bruises and a dozen cuts, and that was all caught on tape, all caught on video. But what led to the arrest, that's not on video. So she may be one of the exceptions to whatever happens here, and maybe some of the others will be, too. I mean, it's very unusual. Because you think of how the legal system now has to be strained, and now it's even strained even more. All right, Fred, I went pretty deep on that. I think it is really wild to watch and see how they proceed and what happens to these people that go through these court processes and what kind of video do they have out there and that sort of thing. All right, this one's from Sam I Am. Kate, crying shame, what happened in Beirut? This is what happens when you ignore what people are telling you to your face. They should have never had all of that stored up. I really don't think it was terrorism. People were trying to float that in the beginning of it, but the ammonium nitrate, we know how dangerous and explosive that can be, and 270 tons of it would really rock you to the core. So I'm not surprised where they see a higher death toll and so many people injured. I'm surprised it wasn't more. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the surprising part, too. And seeing the video of people that are jogging, walking, just having their doing what they do normally in their life at this seaport, that was disrupted. And sadly, too many of them were dismantled. All right, this one is from Greg, and Greg says, Kate, I heard you talking the other day about the price of gold, and I have to say, as someone who was given gold as a kid and understood the value of diversification, I got a big grin when I heard you mention that word, because most people, when I've seen them, they want the surest of sure things. What is the safest thing that I could possibly get into, and how much of a return can I get for that investment? And the answer is, like anything else, I mean, you know, it's the craps table, but this is a pretty good craps table right now. You know what the current gold spot price is? $2,052.60. Wow. Huge. I mean, the current price for a raw ounce of gold that can be bought and sold. I mean, it's a precious metal, right? So that's what we're talking about. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, that is something else to see the way that shot up. In one way, not surprising because of some of what's happened. It fits, it totally fits that it would go up. But it's pretty interesting, and it's interesting to see what is tanked. We are on the roller coaster, my friends. I mean, we really, really, really are on a roller coaster. What floor are we stopping on? We don't know. We just keep looking ahead, looking ahead, looking ahead, and focusing on what's coming down the pike always in front of us, right? Take the deep breath and let that happen. All right, this one is from Patty, and Patty says, "Hi, Kate. I was wondering when you think, I know this is a sick, ridiculous question, but when you think we'll be able to go back to see live concerts again?" Well, let's put it this way, not anytime soon. I would say into 2021. Because even if there's a vaccine, it works, then you got to get the dosage, people have to get it. I still think we're really looking at 2021. I would be shocked if we weren't, and no one would be more excited. Woohoo! I would jump out of my skin with excitement for everybody I know who's struggling. It's not even about me, it'd be about everybody I know and the drag it's been on them. But realistically, from everything that I've kept up with Red, we've had on the show, talked to other people involved in research, you could be talking about maybe the end of the year. Oh, it's crazy. Crazy, I tell you. All right, how about this one? Another one I'm going to try to slip in here. This one from Francis. And Francis says, "Hey, Kate, I don't know if you saw it or not, but Beyonce's latest is just getting shellacked by so many people in Hollywood. The timing for that is interesting, right? Black is King is the name of it, if you don't know anything about it. And you have some people that are also featured in it. And Beyonce fans would argue that Black is King offers a vision of an African continent draped in capitalism. You know, we are in the middle of celebrity culture, baby. That's what it is. It's celebrity culture. And the people who are the gatekeepers for the stars control the narrative. They control the narrative. And that's the whole problem in the middle of this whole thing. All right, the mailbag and the mail room is shut down for this particular show. Remember, you can always email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. The music man, the maestro, the guy who pulls the strings, Nathan Reeder, thanks as always, buddy, for your fine, fine work. And a shout-out to Mo Flam. Keep it real, people. We're still all in this together.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.